This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado taxpayers could get sales tax refund checks months ahead of schedule under a proposed bill at the legislature. The state constitution limits how much the government can spend each year, and when it collects more than it needs, the extra money goes back to residents. This bill would speed up that process. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
The best thing that I think that the state can do with our healthy surplus that we have because of our strong economy is immediately move up tax refunds and get them out.
The bill would result in individuals getting $400 refunds this fall and $800 for joint filers. If the policy passes, it also means Coloradans will be getting tax refunds ahead of the November election. Colorado's second largest community college has won state approval to get its new name. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill last week confirming Pikes Peak Community College's new identity as Pikes Peak State College. Campus leaders say the term community college no longer captured the nature of the curriculum, which now includes multiple four-year bachelor's degrees. Schools across Colorado expect to offer fewer school meals because federal waivers set to expire at the end of June. School nutrition directors are trying to publicly pressure Congress to extend the waivers to keep school meals free for all. Durango School District's Matthew Poling says if he had to state one positive of the global pandemic,
it would be that we provided all children the right and opportunity to be provided a healthy meal at school.
Directors say the waivers meant less stigma and fewer children going hungry. Food prices are up, and without the waivers, districts say their budgets will take a hit. This is CPR News and KRCC.